From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. For 5 years, the nonprofit Reading Partners has collaborated with low-income schools in Baltimore, pairing students who struggle to read with a community volunteer. This week, those Reading Partners are back in schools, aiming to serve 900 students with the aid of 1,100 tutors. Today, we'll hear from Executive Director Jeffrey Zwillenberg about the project's curriculum, and from returning volunteer Robin Kessler. Plus, Principal Najib Jamal of Lakeland Elementary Middle School describes how the benefits of one-on-one coaching extend beyond literacy.
We're able to motivate students, we're able to build their efficacy, and we're able to see some results that will show up in test scores in reading and math. But even bigger and more important, we see students smiling. We see them building as people.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. For children struggling to learn to read, one-on-one attention can make all the difference. Of course, in a full classroom, it can be difficult for teachers to make that one-on-one attention happen. Earlier this year, just 15% of city students in grades 3 through 8 passed the English portion of the PARC exam, the Partnership for Assessments of Career and College Readiness, are the statewide exams that were introduced in 2015. Just 15%, one out of six. To encourage literacy, the national nonprofit Reading Partners recruits community volunteers to work with students for at least an hour each week for the entire school year. From mastering the alphabet and sounds of letters to gaining fluency and comprehension, mentors meet students at their literacy level. More than 900 volunteers worked with Reading Partners in Baltimore last year at low-income schools across the city. Joining me to talk about how Reading Partners works is Jeffrey Zwillenberg, Executive Director of the Baltimore Chapter of the organization. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How long has Reading Partners been in Baltimore?
We started in 2012. We started with one school serving 41 students at Cherry Hill, and since then have grown exponentially to now serving 18 schools with the goal of serving 900 students and with the help of about 1,100 community volunteers.
1,100 community
volunteers.
How do you recruit volunteers?
So we do it through Always. So we will use partnerships, which is obviously a big place where we can find volunteers, whether it's universities and colleges, corporations, other firms and companies in the city. And then we also use social media. So Baltimore happens to be a really strong climate for us to find people through Facebook and through LinkedIn and other opportunities. But really, we want to find volunteers any way we can who ultimately want to make that commitment to serving the kids.
And then the first channel you mentioned, partnerships. So you'll let a university or some organization know you're interested in volunteers, and they'll spread the word to their members, and you hear back.
So we go deeper than that, right? So at schools like Towson University and CCBC, we actually partner directly with the professors, and they write Reading Partners volunteerism into the curriculum.
And what do the volunteers, the Reading Partners, what do they do?
So they're working one-on-one with kids. So of all the different kinds of volunteer opportunities that are out there, this is the one where it's one-on-one with another individual. And so we work with volunteers who do not need to be educators, right? So you'll talk with a number of our 900-plus volunteers. Most of them have never been a teacher. Most of them have not been in a K-12 classroom since being a student. And so we work with any kind of volunteer so that they can come in. We train them. We get them familiar with our curriculum and how the program works. And then every week they come in and work 45 minutes with the student focused on a very specific curriculum that will help that student hit grade level or get on path to hit grade level.
So what grade levels do Reading Partners work with?
So we work with students in grades K through 4, and we can work with students who are anywhere from 1 to 2 months behind to 2.5 years behind their grade level equivalency.
So how does that curriculum get designed for that individual student?
Sure. So when we meet students, the first thing we want to do is assess them and get a good clear sense of where are they? What are their strengths? What are the areas that they need to grow in? And then using that data, we're able to put them into place on our curriculum so that they can begin mastering the skills and the foundational elements of reading that, that either they're lacking or they need to close a gap on. Then once they've started tutoring, we use tutor notes, we use additional assessments just to course correct and make sure that the student's where they need to be, that we're taking advantage of the strengths that they have, targeting the gaps that we need to fill so that the student and the tutor can be successful.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jeffrey Zwillenberg, Executive Director of the nonprofit Reading Partners Baltimore chapter, about how they match community volunteers to local schools to help students become better readers. And that is my next question. How do you match?
So we work with, our goal this year is to work with 900 students. And so fundamentally, one of Reading Partners' strengths is our program. We work in not just Baltimore, but in Washington, D.C., New York City, Tulsa, Texas, throughout California. And so our curriculum is the same, right? So the fidelity to our program model is one of the large strengths that we have. And that means that when we find the volunteer, it's about the volunteer's commitment. It's about their desire to really work with the kids. If that's in place, then they simply follow our easy-to-use, evidence-based curriculum, follow the guides, and sure enough, week over week, they'll start to see that student really hit the skills that they're missing in their general studies.
Well, how do you know that the program is making a difference?
So we're always looking at just their student achievement scores, right? So we want to see, are the students that we're serving performing better in literacy? But we also want to look at how is their confidence increasing, how is their behavior in the classroom increasing, and just how is their overall academic abilities improving throughout their time with Reading Partners. And so that's where not only are we looking at our own assessments as well as the park results, we also want to look at surveys from teachers, principals, parents to get a sense of, is the student not just developing their literacy skills, but developing academic behaviors that are going to help them be successful, not just in reading and literacy, but in math and social studies, science, and the rest.
And that's all built into the Reading Partners curriculum?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that Reading Partners is able to do is, because our tutors are working one-on-one, look, we recognize that there are teachers in the city who are phenomenal, but when you have classroom ratios of 20 to 1, 25 to 1, and more, it's hard to provide that one-on-one. In our room, right, when a volunteer comes in and works with the student, it's one-on-one. It's 45 minutes of a caring adult sitting next to that student saying, I know you can do it. Let's try this differently. If they're seeing the student struggle, they can adjust the curriculum or adjust the lesson to make sure that we can get the student and address their needs. So this is where Reading Partners really is able to differentiate itself.
What is the biggest concern of most volunteers at the point they volunteer? What is it that they're most worried about being able to do well as a volunteer?
Yeah, there's usually two, right? So one is, I've never been a teacher, right? Like, I don't know how to teach a kid how to read. So that one we're able to take care of, right? That's where our curriculum really does excel. Any of our volunteers or anyone looking to volunteer, when they come in and take out the curriculum the first time, they begin to see that it's scripted. We're telling them what to say and when to say it and how to say it. The flow of the lesson is the same every single week, whether you're working with a first grader or a fourth grader. So the repetition and the predictability of the lessons helps calm some of those initial concerns of volunteers. The other is that in a lot of cases, our volunteers are not engaging with the schools. And so Reading Partners is their one way of coming into the school building when otherwise they wouldn't. And so whether they live somewhere else in the city or even out in one of the surrounding counties, their relationship with Baltimore City Public Schools is through Reading Partners. And so if we can be that vehicle to get caring adults into the buildings to work with kids, ultimately that's what we want to do.
How many volunteers have served more than 1 year?
More than 1 year. So I would say that we're starting to look, now that we've been in Baltimore since 2012, we're really starting to look at what has been our longevity, what is the trajectory of volunteers staying with us. Retention's hard, right? So we work with college and university students. Their schedule changes every semester and every year.
And at some point they graduate.
At some point they graduate, right, exactly. 50% of our volunteers are working professionals. So their lives change. Their jobs change. Maybe they move. Maybe they have kids. So life changes, right? So retention is always something tough. But what we now know is having been here long enough, is last year we had some 85 active volunteers who were serving their third year. And then as we start to go further into fourth, fifth, and sixth year volunteers, the numbers dwindle. But we were also only serving one school, five school, nine schools. So it's only been in the last 2 or 3 years where we've been recruiting and engaging 700, 800, 900 volunteers, where those numbers are really exploding.
This week, the first week that partners will be in the schools, are you still accepting volunteers?
Oh, of course. So we have really launched in earnest our recruitment for volunteers. We have about 300 already in the pipeline, which is fantastic. But we have students waiting, right? So we're going to serve 900 kids this year, and we need a volunteer for every one of those students. And so as soon as we find the volunteer, those students are ready to go. Reading Partners knows that more sessions equal greater impact. And so while we've started tutoring today on the 25th, we're going to be looking for volunteers over the next couple of weeks. But really, the drive and the call for volunteerism is right now, because as soon as we get that kid in, we can get them on track and start improving their literacy skills.
It's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much,
Thanks
Sheila.
For telling us about it. Jeffries Willenberg is Executive Director of Reading Partners Baltimore.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Joining me now is Najib Jamal, principal of Lakeland Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here. And Reading Partners volunteer Robin Kessler is here as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Najib Jamal, why do you think so many students struggle with reading?
I think one of the biggest barrier for students coming into school is a lack of exposure before they enter school. So the gap of literacy acquisition and access is the biggest barrier for urban students coming into public education schools.
And is this approach by Reading Partners of one-on-one time with a volunteer once a week, is that the best way for them to catch up?
I think this coupled with great instruction are key. I think one of the biggest challenges for students is they don't have time to express themselves, and they sometimes don't have the confidence. So having a one-on-one tutor working with them really allows them to come out of their shell and ask questions that they might not ask in a classroom setting.
How long have Reading Partners been involved at Lakeland Elementary Middle?
We're going into our second year.
What went through your mind when you heard it was a possibility? I mean, did you reach out for them or did they come to you?
And so we reached out to them about 4 years ago, and it took us 2 years to be able to bring Reading Partners on board. One of the challenges, I think, initially was the demand for Reading Partners. A lot of schools are looking to get a program like Reading Partners and bring tutors in to work with students. But last year, we were able to bring them on board, and we saw big gains for our students.
In the first year, you already saw an impact.
Yeah, we saw huge gains. You know, with Robin, who you'll hear from in a moment, her student grew from a mid-kindergarten level at a level B on an A to Z scale for reading. And by the year end, we saw over 1.6 years of growth with that one student in the time that Samantha got to work with Robin.
So Samantha was in kindergarten.
Samantha was a first grader. And some of that is the student being able to talk to her and know that somebody believes in her and getting that opportunity to ask questions.
I want to pursue that a bit. I mean, so you're telling us that there's a positive impact beyond the reading per se that you can see in the reading skill, but it's really bigger or broader than reading skill.
Yeah, I think anytime we can bring in community members and partners and in a common investment in students, we're able to motivate students, we're able to build their efficacy, and we're able to see some results that will show up in test scores in reading and math. But even bigger and more important, we see students smiling. We see them building as people.
Robin Kessler, this is your second year volunteering.
Yes, it is, happily.
At Lakeland. Describe a typical tutoring session.
You come in a little bit early. You look over what your day is going to be with this child. You get the fine points in your mind, and then you go and get your student. And as you're walking back to the room, you chat, see how their weekend was or whatever they're doing that week, and sit down, and there's several different components. There's a reading component where I read to the student. There's a component where the student reads to me. We play with words. We learn vocabulary. We try to describe what the vocabulary words mean in context. We find time to laugh. You really build a fabulous relationship with the kid that you're working with.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Robin Kessler, a retired teacher and second-year volunteer tutor at Reading Partners at Lakeland Elementary School, and Najib Jamal, principal of Lakeland Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore. What is it that you like so much about the curriculum, Robin?
I think it has a fabulous foundation in taking someone who is learning how to use words and developing into a position where they can actually talk to you about what they're learning. So they may be learning how to read, and then they're reading to learn. They really move from putting words that are on a page then to actually conceptualize what they're reading and give it context and color and meaning. So I find that quite exciting to see those jumps in the students.
Principal Jamal, do you see an impact in other classes that the children involved in Reading Partners are in?
Yeah, I think there's a huge impact for students. You know, I could think about when I watch Robin or other volunteers walk down the hall, you can see the students light up when they're getting picked up from their classroom. You also see them, you
Well,
know,
that's just getting out of class, right? I mean, that's
but
just
But they're getting
cool.
out of class to read and to do work and to have somebody who's asking them questions and cares about them and their lives and they're growing as readers. So, you know, you also see them as they're going back into classroom, energized to step back into the room and know that they're going to see their tutor next week or later that week. So I think you see that kind of confidence build, and you see what, and you know that it carries over into the classroom in all aspects.
Robin Kessler, what would you say to people who aren't sure about committing to an entire school year of volunteering week after week?
I think that they should step in. I think they should take the risk. Because once they do, I think they're going to find that the curriculum is something they could work with quite easily, whether they've taught or not taught. And I think taking that risk will get them into a relationship that they'll not want to leave.
What feedback have you received from teachers, other teachers, and parents? Najib?
So both teachers and parents were pretty excited about the program. And I think once they started to see those gains, that's when everybody was bought into the program. And parents would ask, teachers would ask, and they're trying to get more students into the program. So I think that's the biggest challenge we have now is opening up more seats to get more students involved.
Robin, feedback?
That's fantastic that more parents want their students to be involved, because I think it's not just a partnership with me and this child or me with the program. I think it is a school partnership where we're all really working to grow these children into good readers and thinkers, and it's extremely valuable, and I think it's something that should be much more widespread.
Well, I'm grateful to you both for making the case. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Robin Kessler is a former teacher and second-year volunteer with Reading Partners. Najib Jamal is principal of Lakeland Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we'll link to information about Reading Partners Baltimore.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.